About two-thirds of Wisconsin residents get their drinking water from groundwater. There are various problems with water quantity or quality in suburban Milwaukee, northeastern Wisconsin, Madison, Stevens Point, and other areas. Larry Lynch of the Wisconsin DNR told the legislature's groundwater work group that better monitoring is needed.
And basically, we need additional wells in the existing groundwater management areas, the southeast Wisconsin area and the northeast area. We need additional wells in areas where we are starting to see trends, where there may be problems.
Ken Bradbury is with the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey. He says fast growth in some parts of the state, like Dunn County in west central Wisconsin, means it's time to update information.
Well, I found out that in the recent years, it's had the second most high-capacity well applications of any county in Wisconsin. We didn't have any recent groundwater studies, so it's a good example of what we might have in unstudied counties.
Bradbury says some of the additional data can be gathered through partnerships with the federal and local governments, and he says it can be added over several years so as not to break the state budget. The work group's co-chair is Madison area State Senator Mark Miller. He says the panel will soon make policy recommendations. Miller says he supports more water monitoring. Miller also wants water use incorporated into land use decisions. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.